the Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Stoodle Financial Studios and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got one of Santa's most creative elves, and that's Kristen Hildebrand, and she's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Okay. But your ears aren't pointed and you're not wearing green. So that's okay. You're not really.
I could probably dance if you needed me to.
Oh, God. Let's just move. I'm reading the paper and it says topic.
Listen, I'm meaning that I play my Christmas music in the background while I'm doing my decorating.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Just a little different.
All right. Okay. Now, do you like, I bet you like contemporary Christmas music, don't you?
I do. And I love some really contemporary Christian music, too.
Okay. So you like. See, I'm a classics guy.
Rocking out the
Christmas. I mean, I have the Bing Crosby Christmas album downloaded. Okay.
See, and I'm.
And I mean, I can rock out to some Malakaniki Maka. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna get you to sing that one time. Oh goodness, we better get back to.
Yeah, we better get back because we've got. We're going to talk about decorating all week.
Yeah, so this is...
Last week you wore... I guess I wore people out. I talked to them all week.
You were all about the farm last week.
I was all about the farm last week. And this week we're about the farmhouse.
That's right.
All right. We're going to talk about fresh greenery. We're having too much fun.
Yes.
We're going to talk about using fresh greenery for the holidays. And you know I'm all about that.
Yeah.
We got the fresh tree.
Uh-huh.
Picked it up from one of your good tree farms here in Bowling Green.
I bet it smells good.
Oh, it smells great the day after Christmas. Baxter loves Christmas punch. There we go. It's every night. So give us some advice when we're buying these fresh greens.
Yeah, so this is actually a fun activity, Chris, that you can involve your family with.
Well, you know, I'm all about that.
Yeah, and if I can get Lena Grace to go outside with me and help me cut some greens outside, that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, decorating with fresh greens for the holidays is one of those activities that's actually been going on for a long time. They actually did it back in ancient times, and what they did back then was they used evergreens to help represent everlasting life and hope for the return for spring. But a lot of Southerners down here like it because, you know, it's just a nice way to bring the outdoors inside. And like you said, with the fragrance, with some of the live greenery it can offer, it's a nice fragrance for inside your home. It also can embellish different areas of your home in different ways. And so the first thing I want to talk about is some of the types of greenery that you can do and gathering that greenery to use a little bit later. So I hope you enjoy some of the little talking points that we have today. So the first thing, when you're gathering your greenery, make sure that you just basically kind of wrap up, get your gloves on, get your, you know, hat, get your boots on, grab a jacket, and get your pruners because you might need it for some of the bigger branches, but you can also get some hand pruners for using other the smaller type branches. But basically, you're just going to go outside into your garden or landscape and basically see what's around you. You might even have somewhere nearby that's close as far as like a neighbor's house that you can also cut off of too. But
you might ought to ask them for.
Oh, definitely. Definitely ask them first. although, Chris, I have to tell myself for a minute.
I know you have. That's why I said that.
I've cut and run before.
Okay.
But anyway, no, it's better to ask because some people, you know, do have, you know, some tie, you know, memories to probably some of these greens, especially if you're using Southern Magnolia. So that brings on my next talking point, the types of greenery that are available. There's all kinds of pines and cedars that are great for using. There's hemlock, there's spruces, did I mention holly? There's holly, there are boxwood, there's magnolia. There's all kinds of types of greens that are available outdoors. So basically what you want to do is cut those greens, and whenever you cut them, make sure you cut them really a couple of days in advance before you get ready to use them for whatever kind of gathering or event that you've got coming up. But the best way that is good to help preserve some of the moisture in these stems, Chris, is to go ahead, fill up your kitchen sink or, you know, a 5-gallon bucket even with water and put those stems of greens, submerge it underwater for about 24 hours. And that just holds in a lot of moisture. So tomorrow, we've got some more information on creating different creations with the fresh greens. So make sure you come back tomorrow to hear what we're going to be whipping up.
All right. So we're going to take these greens that we cut and make something with them, right?
That's right.
All right, folks. Well, we invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our friends over at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.